In 2012, the FDA, in effect, barred Moon Fishery, India, PVT LTD, from importing fish to the USA because of contamination and unsanitary conditions at its plant. But before instituting the ban, a salmonella outbreak in 28 states had sickened hundreds of Americans. Considering such numbers and events such as the tardy fishery ban, it is apparent that the FDA either cannot or will not provide adequate oversight protection of the public's food. With so many food products tarnished by toxic compounds or grown in disgusting conditions, more and more grocery shoppers today are turning to organic foods. Organic food and fiber sales in 2013 grew to $35 billion, an increase of 11.5% from 2012. Even large chains, such as Walmart and Target, have increased their offering of organic products. Organic is booming, and the mainstream acceptance of organic products is driving it, said Steve Kreider, a spokesman for Amy's Kitchen, a California-based organic and natural food maker. We are coming into the second generation of organic consumers, the kids who were raised on this stuff by their moms. They get it about food and sustainability, and organic and local. They are part of the drivers of this. However, there are many problems even with organic food. This is partly because it has become increasingly easy for a food to be certified organic. Much as some whole grain products have become just as unhealthy as their refined counterparts, the term organic just doesn't mean much anymore. Regulators continually water down the requirements to gain the much-coveted seal of approval from the USDA, making it hard for consumers to discern which products are actually grown under organic conditions. The National Organic Standards Board, NOSB, which determines which products are certified organic, originally operated under sunset provisions stipulating that organic products using non-organic materials be dropped after 5 years unless renewed by a two-thirds vote of the board. But in 2013, a rule change reversed this process, keeping certification for these products in place unless a two-thirds vote removes it. Yet, given the makeup of the NOSB, which is stocked with food industry reps seeking to sell more of their dubiously organic products, any vote to rescind organic status is exceedingly unlikely. This policy change means that consumers will find it more difficult than ever to determine which products are truly free of harmful ingredients. Quality Assurance International, QAI, is North America's largest for-profit organic certifier and typifies the work of nearly 100 such certifying firms whose job it is to inspect producers, processors, handlers, and retailers seeking the certified organic stamp in order to assure they follow organic standards. These standards include verification that irradiation, sewage, synthetic fertilizers, prohibited pesticides, and genetically modified organisms are not used, that antibiotics or growth hormones are not used on animals, that products have 95% or more certified organic content.